Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you missed Raheem Morris on the station today, you'll hear that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll also talk some Hawks as they get back to 500 and hopefully can continue to hold water without Trae Young being in the mix. But right now, we got to waste no time because I haven't had a chance really to talk to Big O much this week because we've been so busy talking Falcons on the phones with you, and I love to do so. But while we have a second here, why don't we get some true-false questions in on the Falcons?
All righty, Chris. The Falcons do not have a first-round pick in 2026.
They do not.
Not that they will use a 2026 pick on the position I'm getting ready to ask you about, but do they use one of their 2026 draft picks and take a kicker, true or false?
Oh, depending on how Zane Gonzalez does, I'm going to say false just because they don't have enough picks next year to do that. They're down a couple of picks next year again. So I'm going to say false, but Oren, that is not a bad representation of the state of where things are right now for the Atlanta kicking situation. Lord have mercy if Zane Gonzalez misses a PAT or misses a field goal this Sunday. I don't think our hearts.
That's not good. No.
Our collective hearts. I don't think we.
Oh no! Would it really be that bad though, Chris? Seeing what we've seen already this season, I mean, I think the real surprise would be if we see a kicker consistently make kicks.
Yeah, but Zane Gonzalez is just good enough to be able to do that. So if he does that, I think they would consider sticking with him before wasting a draft pick on a kicker, just because if they had a full slate of picks, I think you would be onto something with, you know, maybe a sixth or seventh rounder. But because they don't, they are precious.
They're precious, yes. They're precious. All right, question number two. Let's say that they win on Sunday versus the Colts. I did this before with the after the Buffalo game, and I sort of went down the list and gave you the next five, which was San Fran, Miami, New England, and Indianapolis. Going to be the next four.
Didn't go so hot.
Did not go well at all. After Indy, though, they get Carolina. They are at New Orleans. They are at New York. And then you have Seattle at home. The next four, after Indianapolis, they'll win at least three of those games. True or false?
No.
False. No? Oh, my gosh.
Oren, why? How could I sit here as a talk show host of any repute and sit up here and lie to the audience?
But you're playing three of the worst teams in the league.
And?
Carolina's already beat them.
I mean, the Saints are the Saints. They give you trouble every year.
If you lose to the Jets, man. I don't think the Jets want to win ball games right
now. You know why they could lose to the Jets? You remember the last time Justin Fields played the Falcons?
Yeah. He started the season last year against Pitt.
He looked like Cam Newton. No, I'm talking about with the Bears.
Oh, that's right.
When he was the starter with the Bears, he looked like Cam Newton back there running around, making big-time throws and just running all around. The Pittsburgh one, that was the sixth field goal game. That was funny. You lost to Chris Boswell single-handedly. That's how you started the season last year.
That is true, yes.
But, yeah, the last time Justin Fields was with the Bears and he played the Falcons. So anything could happen, Oren. Again, I do not
award this. You aren't optimistic for the positivity, though.
I do not have any optimism right now. And this team is, again, I said it earlier in the show, I'll say it again. I do not give this team the benefit of the doubt over anybody. Haven't shown it. Sorry.
All right. Question number three and four. Two questions related to Sunday's Colts game. True or false, Drake is going to be shadowed all day Sunday by Sauce Gardner.
No, false, because that's not what he does. I was talking about this with Torrey McElhaney earlier in the hour. When he was with New York playing at his best, he was a one-side-of-the-field corner. He was not a traveling corner. He took whoever was lined up against him and did not follow around the opposing best receiver. So I would think that they would try to do, especially with a short week for him trying to get up to speed, what's best for his skill set.
He's coming out of concussion protocol too.
Yeah, so I'm not, I don't think they would ask him to do something he hasn't been doing for the majority of his NFL career. So I would actually predict if he does get some matchups versus Drake, they're not going to be the majority of the snaps.
All right, question number four. Based on how you've answered previous questions in this true or false, don't think this is going to be the answer that people want to hear, but here goes. The Falcons hold Jonathan Taylor under 100 yards rushing on Sunday.
No shot. You know why? Because he only had like 50 last week, so he's going to come out
with
reckless abandon. But that's okay. You could still win the game even if he has over 100 yards.
You're less likely to, though.
A lot less likely, but it's not impossible because you know why? Danny Dimes turned back into a pumpkin last week.
Yeah, he did.
He threw accounted for five turnovers.
Old school Danny Dimes.
Yeah, game. Man. So if you can get that rocking, and we saw Pierce and Walker be able to disrupt the quarterback last week. Let's get more of that, shall we? And then you'll be just fine. So I don't think it matters really, but I'm going to say they don't. But it's I don't know if it matters.
All right. And the final question here, sir. You weren't very, or the games that are coming up after Indy, that wasn't, those aren't guaranteed wins. So
none of them are.
None of them are at this point.
And how can we sit here and say that watching this team lose by 30 to Carolina, lose 34 to 10 to a bad Dolphins team, and get your face smacked in by New England last week when it mattered most in crunch time, Dukesism, that you trust this team against anybody? You cannot in your right mind, other than if you're just being a homerific fanboy or girl, say that. Sorry. I know it's harsh, but that's the reality of where this team is right now.
All right. Then my final question, sir. This Falcons team will win 7 games at season's end.
What would they have to go? What is the rest of the season record for that to happen?
All right.
So they have 3 wins right now.
3-5.
Okay.
So in order to get to 7, you'd have to win 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
4
5,
out of your last,
6,
what, 9?
7, 8. You have to win 4 out of your last 8.
And they got the Rams.
Excuse me, 9. So 4 out of your last 9.
Right? Okay. So they got, and in that company are the Seahawks, Bucks, Rams, Panthers again, Saints twice. Oof. Yeah, for God's sake, Oren. Yes, true. They have to. I mean,
positivity right there, Turtle. Oh, yes. That's going to get your coach fired. But
yeah, if they win 7 games, I don't know if I can do this anymore, man. I mean, I'm gonna, but like, oh man, you think the phones are hot now, Oren? We're gonna have our eyebrows singed off by the callers from the electricity coming through the phones.
They're going to be mad.
Oh my goodness,
mad, mad, mad.
We're gonna need to get like a Captain America shield in here to just ward off all of the negative.
Go away
energy.
With the negativity, y'all. Go away with the negativity.
Oh, no, but that's what we're here to do, man. 404-726-0929. Coming up next, what did the coach have to say about the state of the team right now headed to Germany? Dukes and Bell caught up with him. You'll hear that conversation next. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10.